Bob Ward. I work at O&M. Wanted to be here in support of everything that happened, and you know, and all the. It's a pretty solemn occasion, and I think it's important that everybody take the time to remember what happened and that we never forget. It's a good thing when you see people come together like this that we can take the time to remember those that have gone away and the tragedy that took them, and that we stand united. So it was very nice.
Annette Ziegler. I'm a nurse at Covenant in the emergency room. Anything like this where young and old alike can get together and just commemorate the day is something special. And everything just kind of makes you realize, you know, I'm standing here studying the paper thinking, you know, in an hour and 24 minutes, 6,000 people last year at this time were gone. Kind of puts it in perspective that our lives can be short, and you know how much we should appreciate the country we live in.
Today we remember those who sacrificed their lives seeking to rescue and save. Their courage will stand forever.
Today
we remember those families who are still mourning and suffering from the death of someone they love. May they find comfort and hope.
Today we remember.
We remember those who served with compassion and diligence to ease suffering. May their service be like a beacon of light to this world.
Before we had radios and pagers, a system of bell rings was used by the fire service for various communications. A series of five bell rings sounded three times was often used by departments to signal firefighters that a firefighter had perished in the line of duty. There's no more fitting tribute to the firefighters from New York that lost their lives on 9/11 than the ringing of the bells.
Surviving victims, families of victims, citizens, people from all walks of life have asked why. Why? But you know, the thought has occurred to me that firefighters do not get to ask that question. Because when the alarm sounds, you don't have time. You don't have time to ask why as your engine approaches hell on earth. You don't have time to ask why as smoke turns daylight into darkness. Your question isn't why. There are no questions. You draw on your training, your preparation, and your experience. You depend on your tools and your team, and you say a prayer, and you do your job.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so...
Today we pay tribute to the almost 3,000 innocent people who were murdered by ruthless terrorists 1 year ago today. All of us remember where we were when we first found out what was happening. I know I can remember my exact footsteps that terrible morning. After getting out of class, I remember aimlessly walking around the Union, thinking about my family in New York and trying to understand what had just happened. I remember watching television coverage of utter death and destruction. And when those buildings fell down, when the Pentagon was attacked, when the heroes over Pennsylvania saved us from even more anguish, I could see no light at the end of the tunnel. Well, this past year, we have thought about the way it affected our families and our friends. We have also rallied around all the good things that have happened to our country. We have united with a sense of purpose, a sense that we must never let an event so tragic ever happen again to our country. And that is why our country has come together as one. In a spirit we have not seen for a long time, we are realizing that through our many differences, we have one common trait. And that is that we are all Americans.
My name is Rob Scott. This is an AWARE protest. AWARE is the anti-war, anti-racism effort, and we started organizing against the imposing war on terrorism after 9/11. My family's from New York. My cousin was in the Empire State Building on 9/11. It was a terrifying day. We condemn the violence of 9/11 wholeheartedly. The point is to oppose all violence. The invasion of Afghanistan resulted in more than 5,000 civilian casualties if you check the European media, and I do not feel happy about that. I take it very seriously, the tragedy of 9/11, and what I want to see is us taking a step to uphold the rule of law.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's first gleaming?
We're gathered here today to both remember those who perished on September 11, 2001, and to create a living memorial to the victims of September 11th. We honor and salute those brave souls, the police, the firemen, the emergency personnel, who sacrificed their lives to save the lives of others. We recognize those courageous passengers on the airplanes who also gave their lives. We're dedicating this living monument in recognition of those who lost their lives at the hands of terrorists and cowards. This Memorial Grove Project represents an unprecedented cooperative effort between the Republicans and the Democrats, the young and the old, labor and management, all races, nationalities, and creeds, to create a lasting memorial to the victims at the World Trade Center, in the airplanes, at the Pentagon.
The Memorial Grove Committee is hoping to plant trees in public places throughout the county and is hoping with this symbolic gesture today to encourage a memorial woodland commemorating what we endured as a people since September 11th a year ago and representing an ultimate triumph of spirit and will. The woodland here can also be the means of resurrecting acreage of vanished and largely forgotten land. Clearly, the native forests and groves were vital elements of the county's early landscape and history. The trees provided the resources needed to make the first settlements possible. Any effort to preserve and restore one of these great former woodland areas provides an important opportunity to remind us of our local history and heritage. This woodland, as it grows, will be a living, persistent feature reminding us of the September 11 tragedy and the heroic American response to it in New York, Washington, Pennsylvania, and across this nation.
The song of peace.